Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about Cancun Airport and the taxi drivers there. I suppose in some ways, any of the tips that we're going to give is probably applicable to any international airport that you're arriving in. But I should give some background here. I do subscribe to the Riviera News, and a part of it, they'll send you news updates every day and that kind of thing, like a newsletter. And they have letters to the editor. And there's been on more than a couple of occasions now in the last month or so, people writing letters to the editor, expressing their concerns about even giving their examples of a recent visit to Cancun, where the taxi drivers at the Cancun airport are aggressive. They're involved in scams. Have you heard any of this from maybe some of your clients or even some of your colleagues?
Well, it's an interesting topic because I think if you've ever experienced flying into Cancun, it's a very chaotic experience. So after a long flight, it's easy to get misdirected or even a little confused because so many things are coming at you. And you're right. There are, not just in Cancun, but throughout the world, people who are looking to get travelers, their monies, their, you know, bank on their confusion, to get to potentially scam them. So yeah, whether it's a taxi driver or working with just a transfer company, it can happen. And it's not just in Cancun. So what we're in this article or with this report, it's saying that they are very aggressive in approaching you, even if you have a transfer, saying that they are the transfer that you're expecting, and they are trying to lure you to their taxi cab. But the thing you have to be careful is that you may have prepaid your transfer, but at the end of the drive or the transfer, they're expecting you to pay again, and you're confused and you don't realize, well, do I have to pay again? But you're in a foreign country. Do you want to start a situation, you know, and where it could escalate? So you do have to be very careful and very focused. I know, you know, in a lot of our documentation that we give our clients from the suppliers that they book with, it says just as soon as you get your luggage, you have to press that button to see if you get called into customs and immigrations or discontinue, just to focus and get outside as quickly as you can.
Yeah, and to your point, it's been a while since I've been to Cancun Airport, but yeah, it is chaos. And, you know, if you've been flying for, 5 or 6 hours or whatever, you're tired, you're confused. If you don't know Spanish very well, it's very easily done that you get taken in by an aggressive taxi driver that you think is part of your transportation, or maybe you don't have transportation, you're looking for transportation. And it's not only that you pay again, but also inflated prices, too.
Absolutely. And you also have to be concerned because you don't know where you're going. The route they're taking, is it the most direct route? Or are you taking, you know, a little bit of an excursion here? And which you don't want upon arrival. And, you know, we mentioned this article was just about, or these editorials were just about Cancun, but we have heard from, when, you know, we're cruising and at the destinations, cruise operators are saying that, you know, they're waiting for their clients to disembark from a cruise and they have their names on it and the name of the excursion. So other not reputable transfer companies will see that, will duplicate it on their sign and kind of stand before the legitimate transportation company. So when you get off the ship, you're looking for your name, you're looking for your tour name, but you encounter these people that are not credible, and you get taken on the tour. And at the end of the tour, again, they're asking for monies, which you believe that you've already prepaid.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you mention being on a cruise and encountering taxi drivers in your port of call. I recall many instances with taxi drivers in ports of call, being a crew member. And I remember getting into lots of discussions with taxi drivers who tried to charge more than they're supposed to in the ports of call. They really became an issue. And so now I want to talk about this story from the Cancun Sun now, that Cancun is going to crack down on aggressive taxis involving tourists. And even when you're talking about maybe taking an alternate like an Uber, that's not even safe sometimes, because we have heard stories of taxi drivers assaulting Uber drivers.
Which is very sad to hear, you know, at the end of the day, because that just gives a impression of the whole country, the destination. And, you know, we always have to be aware. And I know in Cancun, they are saying that sanctions are going to be leveled to taxi drivers, and they're going to be held accountability should the problems continue. The other thing is, what they're doing is they're finalizing Uber's legality in Cancun so that the taxi drivers are clear on whether or not they're allowed to operate. And that's what's probably causing the most problems, is the taxi drivers thinking that their business or their livelihood is being taken away by the Uber drivers. So, you know, is it safe to use an Uber? Yes. I always just make sure that you are very clear on, you know, check the license plate, check the name, the picture. That's very important, to make sure that you're doing all you can to make sure the legitimacy of who you are, taking or, you know, picking up. Now in Mexico, there is another company called InDrive that we used a lot when we did my long stay in Mexico last year. Mm-hmm. And again, the same scenario, they have more InDrive drivers than they had Uber drivers. So you get, you know, they're, you don't have to wait as long. The prices are more competitive, and the prices or the fees are going more towards the taxi driver than the company. So we found, that to be a good source. So there are other companies to look at. But always, you know, talk to your travel professional, because, you know, such as I, we've been at that destination. We've had clients that have been at that destination. They share their feedback and their experiences. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you're safe. The other alternative is to book private transfers with companies we know that are legitimate, that will show up, that, you know, you have a voucher to show, you can compare the voucher to their voucher. And just the ease of a private transfer and the peace of mind is huge. It might cost a little bit more, but it's huge.
I will say this, it is well worth the extra cost, because, yeah, peace of mind. Most of the time they have your cell number, so they're texting you saying, I'm here, I'm over, you know, that you can find them easily and you can verify that it's them. And yeah, it really is nice. And they're waiting for you. They'll show you right out the airport, no matter what airport you're at, and get you to your destination. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Right. You know, and you bring up a super good point, because I just experienced this, like, we booked it through, you know, one of our preferred, travel partners, and it did turn out to be an Uber, but that Uber driver kept on texting us, we're here, this is where you go. They sent us a picture of the meeting point. So you felt like they were in the know. They had a personal detail of you. So good point, and definitely something to give you, again, peace of mind, and you know that you are dealing with a legitimate source.
Mm-hmm. We should mention that you are in Australia as we speak. So next week, we're going to get some firsthand knowledge about being in Australia.
It's been a fantastic experience so far. And yeah, I can't wait to share it. It's good to be down under. And I'm going to have to say good day, right? Good day.
Exactly. You have to get used to all the little sayings the Australians have.
Yeah, I have a little booklet for all the lingo.
Well, we look forward to that. It's always a pleasure chatting. Nanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures in Australia, especially on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. And then nantaforbes.com is her website. Good chatting, Onanta.
You take care.